Even now, even now, with all of our hearts.
One of the biggest problems we face in America today is absentee fathers. Many children are growing up today without a father in the home. It was Barack Obama who told us what happens when you remove a father from the home. You're 9 times more likely to end up in prison, 6 times more likely to drop out of high school, 12 times more likely to live a life of poverty. It's time we return to doing things God's way.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Today we're going to look at, and really not just look at, but also bring truth and present truth about the 1619 Project and the origins of slavery in America. And you may or may not have heard of the 1619 Project, but it is what is celebrated or remembered on Juneteenth, which has become a national holiday now. What you see here is with the 1619 Project, this is directly from really what they're teaching on this. The 1619 Project and the 400-year American legacy of slavery. In August 1619, a ship arrived at Jamestown Colony in Virginia, and the first slaves transported from Africa were forced onto the shore of what would become the United States of America. Thus began a 400-year legacy of slavery, oppression, institutionalized racism, a corrupt constitution, a traumatizing and bloody civil war, the assassination of a president, a culture embedded in inequality and injustice, and a struggle to understand our own history and what our future can be as a country. Now, certainly, there are different people, and there are people that believe this, and they believe this as truth. In fact, there are part of an entire race living in America that believes this is true, that believes that they are oppressed even today, that believes that they cannot actually get ahead in society because of oppression and because of racism. And really what we're going to do today, we're not going to cover this subject as thoroughly as we could because we just don't have enough time. However, we have talked about this in the past few years, and we will share additional truth and really cover a portion of this today. And that way you can actually gain part of the truth, and you'll want to actually stay tuned for future sermons where we'll cover additional parts of this. So there's a U.S. senator named Tim Kaine, and from the Senate floor he said this: the United States didn't inherit slavery from anyone, we created it. Now, I'm not going to go over the full history of what happened with those slaves that did land in Virginia in 1619. But just here's what you need to know. First of all, America, the settlers in Jamestown did not bring that slave ship there. They did not call for that slave ship to be there and to come there. That slave ship was not on the way to Virginia. That slave ship was on the way somewhere else. And the British Navy actually captured that slave ship and brought them to shore at Jamestown. Those slaves were actually not treated as slaves in Jamestown. And Jamestown, by the way, was not a Christian colony. It was a colony where they really were focusing primarily on money. They were focusing primarily, they actually were raising tobacco and really focusing on trying to make wealth and earn money, as opposed to the Pilgrims and the Puritans that came later that actually were working to establish religious freedom, or were seeking for religious freedom, the ability to worship God. What happened to those slaves, though, is that they were made indentured servants. What happened after they served for a period of time is that they actually were all released, they were made free, and they were given land. And they were able to own that land themselves, and they were able to produce on that land. One of the indentured servants, and there were 19 original indentured servants, one of those actually had an idea that he would bring other slaves or other men and women from Africa, and he would have them serve him for a period of time as indentured servants, and then he would set them free and give them land. And so he did this several times. And one particular person that he had, which was an indentured servant, was extremely lazy. And he figured, you know, I spent money on this person, and then I'm going to release him and give him land. And there's no way, as lazy as this person is, that I can ever recoup the money that I actually have spent on this. So he actually petitioned the court for the right to own that man for the rest of his life. By the way, that man, again, he was one of the original indentured servants. He was of African descent. He was black. And so actually, the institution of slavery happened when a black man sued in U.S. court, in a court in the United States, to own another black man. And so that's something that, by the way, you're not going to hear from the 1619 Project. We're going to share some other truths from on slavery in general today that you need to know. And this comes from Wall Builders. You can go to wallbuilders.com. We'll put the link if you're listening to this sermon on the radio or watching it on our YouTube video. We'll put the link in our YouTube, in the description of the YouTube video. You can go to our YouTube channel. You can go to our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church YouTube channel. You can also go to our church Facebook page. We'll link to this as well, so that you can actually go and read this for yourself. There are also, in addition to written articles, there are videos that Wall Builders has done on this. But here, this is from, again, this article, Did America Create Slavery? Historically, every single people, nation, culture, and race has at various times been both the slave and the master. Indeed, all have sinned and fallen short. That's from Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Senator Kaine, just like the famously inaccurate 1619 Project, must ignore documented history and create his own fantasy world to arrive at such a conclusion. For example, in ancient Greece, there was slavery. Slavery, ancient Greece, existed thousands of years before America. Nearly 30% of the population were slaves. The Roman Empire reached a staggering 40%. In fact, one of the most significant and widely known aspects of the Bible centers around the Israelites being delivered out of slavery in Egypt through the famous Exodus. We could walk through every nation in human history and find a tragic past riddled with slavery. Prior to the creation of the transatlantic slave trade by the Spanish, from Africa to South America in the early 1500s, Africa already participated in a robust trans-Saharan and Indian Ocean slave trade. Black tribes would raid, capture, and enslave other black tribes for profit, selling them across the continent and beyond. Many of these slaves were sold into the Islamic Middle East, and medieval Arabs came to associate the most degrading forms of labor with black slaves. Most likely it was this racial bias which was translated to the Iberian Peninsula, Spain, and Portugal when the Muslims conquered parts of that area in the 8th century. When the Spanish became the first European nation to significantly colonize the New World, they seemingly brought this bias with them, which was thereby disseminated throughout the Americas, North, Central, and South. In this sense, America very literally inherited racial slavery from the Arab Middle East through Spain. What is perhaps even more astounding is that a larger number of white Europeans were captured and sold into African slavery than the number of Africans sold into the land that would become the United States. Just under 300,000 black slaves landed in North American colonies, which became America. But 1,250,000 white Europeans were captured and shipped to slave markets in northern Africa. This Barbary Coast trade lasted longer than American slavery and was only stopped through the naval effort of the British and Americans. Furthermore, it was not until the 17th century that black slaves in the New World outnumbered white slaves in the Old. Additionally, for hundreds of years before Christopher Columbus even conceived of the idea to sail westward, the Native Americans practiced slavery amid other practices, including human sacrifice and cannibalism. This pre-Columbian native slave trade was so prolific that wherever European conquistadors set foot on American tropics, they found evidence of indigenous warfare, war captives, and captive slaves. Indeed, indigenous culture saw slavery rates so prevalent that up to 20-40% of all Indians were enslaved by other Indians. Even today, roughly 160 years after America became one of the first nations to abolish slavery, there are still 94 nations, by the way, many of them in the United Nations, that do not have laws criminalizing slavery. This has led to the enslavement of over 40 million people in the world right now. In a stroke of tragic irony, Africa has the highest rate of slavery today, closely followed by Asia, while North America has the lowest. Currently, Africa holds more than 9,240,000 people in chains and slavery today, which is nearly identical to the total number of slaves disseminated in the entire New World, North, Central, and South America, throughout almost four centuries of the transatlantic slave trade. And yet, you don't probably haven't heard about this from the people that are presenting the 1619 Project. And that's because the 1619 Project is based on false history, it's based on lies, it's not true, and it's important that when we look at something, that we seek truth. The Bible says, and we talk about this quite often, when we look at a topic, we need to determine what is truth. Pontius Pilate asked Jesus, "What is truth?" And he did so sarcastically. But we need, when we look at any topic, at anything that's happening, we need to ask, what is truth? And we need to seek out what the truth is. Not just take someone's word for it. We need to actually look at what is happening and seek out and see what truth is. We know, first of all, that God's word is true. You see that from John chapter 17, verses 17 through 20. We also read in the opening passage today from Psalm 119, verses 137 through 160. And really, that entire chapter, which is the longest chapter in the Bible, really talks about the truth that is found in God's word. In fact, earlier in that chapter, we see, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. Your word I've hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. We see Jesus taught those Jews that believed in him that the truth would actually set them free, would set them free from sin. We see in John chapter, and that's from John 8, 31 and 32, John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus says that he himself is truth. But we know that there are some who don't want you to know the truth. There are some, in fact, the Bible talks about this. The Apostle Paul talked about this in Romans chapter 1, verse 18, that there are some who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. And then in verse 25, there are some who have exchanged the truth for the lie. And so it's important that we actually look and realize that there are some out there that are speaking, and what they say may actually look truthful at first glance. And certainly when we're talking about history, how would you know? Were you there? You weren't there. So you have to study. You have to see what actually happened. And you have to look, and really, I actually look, when I look at something, I look at some at people who actually study the original documents of the time, the people that read those original documents. Wall Builders is one of those groups that actually does study the original documents. They actually own many of those original documents. And it's important that we actually study from people that actually want and love truth and aren't just presenting whatever they want to present to support their own ideology, but are presenting what actually happened. And the Bible tells us that the church is to be the pillar and the ground of truth. And 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. So it is important for us as Christians, it's important for pastors, it's important for churches, it's important for all Christians to actually take part in this and to realize that we are called, it's not just the church building, it's the church itself. And if you are a Christian, you are a part of the church. If you're not a Christian, you can today repent of your sins. You can accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and become a Christian, and you will become a part of the church as well. And it is a part of what we are to do to actually share the truth. We also see, really, when we look at the Bible, we see that the foundation for racial equality comes from the Bible, even from Genesis. If we look in Genesis chapter 1, beginning of verse 26, reading through 27, then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image, and the image of God he created him, male and female he created them. So we see here that God is the creator of every human life. You can read about this, by the way, in Genesis chapter 6, when the when Noah and his family were coming off of the ark. God actually uses and established the death penalty and uses this principle of we're created in the image of God as the purpose or as the foundation of actually presenting or in instituting the death penalty to protect innocent human life. And so we are created in the image of God. Every single one of us, whether you are of African descent, by the way, I know some people from African descent that are not black, but if whether you're black, whether you're white, whether your skin is yellow, whether your skin is brown, whether you're what, no matter what color your hair is, whether you're a man or a woman, you're created in God's image. Whether you're a descendant or whether you descend from people from Mexico or from Spain or from Canada or from Alaska or from Russia or Poland or Africa, one of the many nations in Africa or Asia or other parts of Europe, wherever you have come from, whether you have descendants that were Native Americans, you're created in God's image. When we look at our family tree, every one of us can trace ourselves. We certainly don't know all of the genetic and ancestral links all the way back to Adam, but if it were possible for us to have those records and to see who begot who and so on, we could actually, all of us could actually trace ourselves back to Adam and Eve. Moreover, all of us can also trace ourselves back to Noah. His family, they went into the ark, his wife, his children and their wives, they all went into the ark, and God caused a great flood to come upon the earth and killed all living beings that were not in the ark, including all humans who were not in the ark. By the way, there is evidence that there was a massive event like a flood. You can look at the fossil layers. Scientists have actually discovered what looks like what could be a flood. Even many fossil layers of various types of animals and humans being deposited because of a cataclysmic event like a flood. And every single one of us actually descends from not only Adam, but also from Noah. You can look about at this in Genesis chapter 7, verses 21 through 24. And all flesh died that moved on the earth, birds and cattle and beasts and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of life, all that was on the dry land died. So he destroyed all living things that were on the face of the ground, both man and cattle, creeping things and birds of the air. They were destroyed from the earth. Only Noah and those who were with him in the ark remained alive, and the waters prevailed on the earth 150 days. And so every single one of us can trace ourselves back to Noah. So whether, again, you're from whatever country or whatever skin tone you have, whatever your ancestry is, and very likely for many people today, you have ancestors that are in different parts of the world. And many people are even born here in America, but have ancestors that were in other parts of the world at some point. But wherever you actually originate from, we all can trace ourselves back to Adam and back to Noah. And every single one of us is created in the image of God. And one of the things that started happening, slavery was was universally accepted at the time of the founding of this country. And it was something that it wasn't even questioned. And yet one of the things that started happening was the founders penned the Declaration of Independence that says that we all are created by God, that we're endowed with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And really, when they started to ponder this for the first time ever, they started to realize that, hey, wait a minute, there are slaves living among us who are not yet free. And they started to think about this and to ponder about this. And many of the founders, not all of them, some of them did own slaves. Even some of those that owned slaves were actually abhorred the practice of slavery and wanted to free their slaves. Many of the founders actually did free their slaves in their wills. When they were deceased, they actually freed all of their slaves long before the Emancipation of Proclamation. So one of the things that we need to really realize here is that every single one of us is created in the image of God. And we need to seek justice. We need to establish justice. We need to stand up for what is right and uphold what is right and uphold the principles of the Word of God. And we also need to speak for truth. We need to realize that there again are some people that are suppressing the truth purposely. They know the truth or should know the truth. They either haven't done their research or they're just purposely trying to deceive people. It's important that we know the truth and speak the truth. Slavery was not right, but we, thankfully, America and England actually abolished slavery, and we need to actually seek justice for every person of every race. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
You've been listening to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Join us each Sunday morning for The Lighthouse. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, visit www.covenanttabernacle.com, where you can give us feedback and make a donation.
One of the biggest problems we face in America today is absentee fathers. Many children are growing up today without a father in the home. It was Barack Obama who told us what happens when you remove a father from the home. You're 9 times more likely to end up in prison, 6 times more likely to drop out of high school, 12 times more likely to live a life of poverty. It's time we return to doing things God's way.
Here's Tom Cantor, a Jewish born-again Christian and Bible teacher, on Friendship with God.
And that's like people today who want nothing to do with being a believer. They don't want to be found in church. But when they see death approaching and they want to go to heaven, all of a sudden they become very religious, you know, and they claiming to be what they never were in their lives.
Friendship with God with Tom Cantor, Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. right here on WCNO.
Hello, I'm Charles Stanley. God is amazing in so many ways. One that still leaves me in awe is the fact He's always available to us. When you listen to In Touch, I pray you're encouraged to spend quality time alone with God. We'll study His Word for ways to help you enjoy a more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. We're always in touch when we walk close to God and understand His will for our lives.
In Touch, heard daily at 8:05 a.m. and p.m. right here on WCNO.
Hi, I'm Apostle Joyce Cranfield. Please join me every Saturday at 8:45 a.m. for the Rose of Sharon Radio Ministry to hear a message from the Word of God.
From the heart of the Everglades, this is Pastor Arlen Payne inviting you to join us every Wednesday at 5:15 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. for the Consider His Word radio program.